This podcast is brought to you by Radio Reverb. If you like what you hear, please support us by donating online at radioreverb.com.
The What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
You're listening to What's the Crack here on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM DAB and online at radioreverb.com. Now, this week we've spoken about Irish music, Irish dancing, and we're going to finish the triad with a bit of Irish language. One person in Brighton is looking to set up an Irish language learner support group, and he joins me in studio at the moment. David Hewlett, how are you?
I'm fine, Anthony, and yourself?
Great, fantastic. Good. Actually, fantastic. So listen, tell me more about this group you're looking to set up.
Basically, it's the result of me deciding to take up learning Irish language, which was a result really of Brexit and taking up dual citizenship. I had tried to learn many years ago when I left university in the days of records and teach yourself books. But of course, now with the internet, it's a lot better. So I started off with Duolingo. But of course, most of that is basically written and text with some sound files, which is very good to start off with. But obviously, I personally need to then move that forward by actually getting to speak to people. As a result of that, I've found Chris Evans from the, if I pronounce this correctly, it is the Kalashche Nagala. I think I've got it right, something like that.
Kalashche Nagala.
Thank you very much.
It's a tricky one.
Yeah, because I'm still struggling with the pronunciation side of things. And he was suggesting setting up a group, and which is why I've set up the Facebook group, which was about the beginning of August. I've got about 32 members, not all of them from Brighton and Hove. At the moment, what I'm trying to do is to get people to meet up and move things forward from the sort of the virtual world into the real world. And so we've got a meeting on the 27th of September at Starbucks in Hove. And I've got about five people coming at the moment. Hopefully not too many, because if I have too many, I've got to think of somewhere else to meet.
bigger venue.
Yeah, bigger venue. But it'll be between 6 and 8, because they close at 8. And but if there are people who can't make that but still want to make contact with me, you can do so via the Facebook group. Also, I have got a Gmail account, and that is Brighton Irish Language Group. Okay, so you can also email me there, and I'm free that whole week, so I can always meet up with people another time as well.
Perfect. So you mentioned kind of Duolingo, which is an app for people who don't know what it is. And they kind of have lessons for different languages, but Irish is on that as well, isn't it?
Irish is on there as well, yes. I don't know how long it's been on there. It's certainly improved a bit as I've been on there, because there was a few little hiccups with sound files not matching the text and things like that. Okay. But that's the nature of these things, There's a lot of people volunteering doing these things, so you have to take it as it comes, so to speak, to be, the beginning. But I think it's a very good place to start, because it gives you very good feedback, and so you feel as though you're actually accomplishing something very quickly. And it does cover basically all the grammar, vocabulary and stuff like that. I'm actually in a phase of sort of, while I've completed it, I'm really going back over and over again. But it's the pronunciation side which is the stumbling block for me at the moment, because that's mainly text and listening to audio.
Well, this is the thing. I think with any kind of language, it's actually speaking it and kind of hearing it is the main thing. So I suppose there are ways, obviously, to listen to kind of Irish, but obviously you're looking for something to speak back to.
Yeah, exactly. And you speak back at a pace that, that you can understand and things like that. So obviously, there's so much more resources now on the internet with pronunciation dictionaries. You've got TJ4. You've got various Irish language radio programs and everything. So there's an awful lot of tools you can use, yeah.
Now, you mentioned Brexit was a trigger for this, and I'm sure Brexit's a trigger for many, many things.
Yes.
So why, you mentioned about getting the dual kind of nationality and a passport as well. What kind of prompted you to look into the Irish language more so than just a passport?
Ah, right. I think it's probably to do with my dislike of English-speaking expats that go to Spain and learn Spanish. It really drives me up the wall. And And I thought, well, actually, this is probably a good enough reason to decide to learn Irish. I had thought about learning before, as I said. And I thought it would be something very interesting to do. Oh. And then, you know, so just going from there, really. But, yeah, it was that that really triggered the whole thing.
And do you speak any other languages? Is this the first time you're learning a new language?
No, I mean, I learned Esperanto, which is originally an artificial language. It's now classed as a living language, supposed to be an auxiliary language. Mm. The Esperanto movement's very keen also on supporting minority languages. It always has been. So that sort of fits in a little bit with what I've done in the past as well.
Perfect. So your goal with this group, and certainly with the meeting next on Wednesday, is to get people involved, preferably people that speak Irish maybe fluently?
I would like to find some fluent speakers to help me run the group, because I don't want to be the only person running the group. That's the one thing I want to avoid. Because I think, I only know a little bit about the Irish language, and I really would like other people to be involved and also giving ideas on what we can do within the group itself.
Perfect. So can I call of action really for people specifically to have fluency in the Irish language?
Yeah, anybody who's also learning who wants support as well, so we can start supporting each other. And as I say, to bring the group from a virtual group into a real live group of people actually talking to each other.
Now, you kind of mentioned earlier on that you spoke to Chris Evans from Cláis na Gael.
Yeah.
They give tutors as well. Are you looking to get them down at some point?
Yes. He's basically indicated to me that if we get a certain number of people, they will actually send somebody to us pretty much once a month. Now, I'm not sure, we may have to pay travelling costs, but then split between a certain number of people, that may even be down to like a fiver a head once a month, which probably won't be too bad.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Well, listen, David, the best of luck with it. It's a brilliant idea. It's a really, really good idea. And I know that we've had people in the past ask us about, is there any Irish classes in Brighton? So I've no doubt that it will grow and grow as time goes by. Just one last time, it's Wednesday the 27th of September.
It's the 27th. It's in the evening between 6 and 8. It's at Starbucks in Hove on Western Road. The reason I've chosen that place is because I meet with some knitting friends there on a Sunday, and I know them, and they won't be too unhappy with a small group of people there. But if obviously it does turn out there's a huge interest, I'll have to think about another venue.
Perfect. And if people want to find out more, facebook.com. And what will they search for?
It's Brighton and Hove Irish Language Group. That's the name of the Facebook group. And I say the email address is brightonirishlanguagegroup@gmail.com.
Perfect. David, listen, the best luck with it. And do keep us up to date as well.
Certainly
happens.
Will. Yeah.
We might get you in for an Irish version of What's the Crack, hopefully next year or sometime.
Yeah. Well, hopefully by then I'll be able to say a few more words than I currently can in Irish. So.
Perfect. Listen, David, have a great week. Take care.
Thanks Bye-bye. Very much. Bye.
You've been listening to a Radio Reverb podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review. And to hear more podcasts like this, check out radioreverb.com.